Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. I hope you're all keeping well. Good to have you with us this morning, which is Wednesday, the 24th of July. Let's get straight into it then. There's a lot happening now. I suppose last night's corporate earnings and subsequent market response didn't quite go in line with, I suppose, expectations. It was a bit of a disappointment there. And we started to see the equities roll over to the downside once more. So please see a risk warning currently up on screen. So all profitable traders, they need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk, controlling your exposure, and then trying to mitigate risk as the trades go in your favor? How do we manage each trade and trading psychology? All very important features of trading financial markets. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. And we're strong advocates of obviously being consistent in our approach. Accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient as well. Okay, so let's then start with a review of just some market moving news. So pretty quiet Monday and Tuesday. It's really the macro dynamics, the American election, issues with China, and their struggling economy, and what the government will and won't do in response. Is beginning to make, is certainly beginning to impact European stocks. It's putting a bit of downward pressure on those. From a news data-driven perspective, existing home sales slightly came in below expectations. No major surprise there, really, and Richmond Manufacturing Index. So some of the data is beginning to worsen. There is this air of kind of worsening economic conditions. Now today, I'll go back to corporate earnings in just a second, but move that over here. So for the day ahead, we've got a series of manufacturing and services numbers. So on the manufacturing side, across the French, German, European, British and US economies, the services numbers aren't performing too badly, apart from perhaps the French flash services. But it's the manufacturing is where we kind of have a few issues. Okay, so we've got these data points as we're trading this morning, so we'll prepare for those as we go. And we just have this sort of lowering inflation global dynamic, and central banks are looking to make moves to loosen financial conditions in their relevant economies, and the BOC are looking to continue to lower rates. We saw 25 basis point last time out, we're going again. It does, if further strength comes into the dollar, it does sort of highlight the CAD. We could be close to a bit of a breakout in the dollar CAD. Looks like the Fed are holding out till September, and other central banks are making the move first. So we might get the differential trade. So let's have a look at corporate earnings and how they're likely to impact these markets, because they did have a significant impact, let's say. So we'll have a look at the earnings calendar. So broadly, revenue numbers were up, but a lot of the commentary was disappointing markets. So all got positive earnings, actual earnings revenue numbers that came in above expectations. There was a disappointment with Tesla regarding the robo taxis, postponing that, and And for the falling short with kind of profit estimates, so the revenue numbers were pretty decent on the profit side, slightly disappointing. And there's been a similar sort of market response to the Google earnings numbers. So revenues numbers up. So with the Google, sort of the problem with Google is they're kind of calling for patience with regards to return on investment almost, with all these companies spending an absolute fortune on Nvidia chips and this AI rally. And that's when investors start to get nervous, is that the money's been piling into AI stocks, as we know, and there's a bit of nervousness now up at these elevated prices. And you know, it's kind of fair enough, really. And there's a bit of profit taking, it seems. And then, you know, in these statements, they want investors to be really quite patient in terms of return and when they'll start seeing returns for their committedness to the AI rally. So although we had sort of positive revenue numbers and earnings per share was positive for Google, not so much for Tesla. It started to have a pretty significant drag on these equity markets. Now, we were trying to stay in them, and we had a reversal on Monday, a really, really strong reversal. We wanted to try and stay in it because going into these earnings numbers, we didn't really want to hold on to that. And as a result, started to rally quite aggressively. We brought our stop losses down, so we managed to trade. There was a small bit of profit in each of these two trades. And then the earnings came in, the revenue numbers came in above expectation, but the market reacted in a negative fashion. And that's a bit worrying for this overall AI narrative. They need to manage expectations, and they're not really doing a great job of it as of yet. So our bias can remain very much to the downside for most of these markets. We've got the S&P further rally to the downside. We've got this structural low in here for the NASDAQ. The wheels could come off very, very quickly. We did get a break yesterday below 77.35. We did sort of express our concern with conflict in the Middle East, which has the potential to support oil prices. So we are making progress lower. Last night's close was a bit challenging. We kind of pulled back most of the move in yesterday's markets. But here's where the decent moves for us are coming from the pound and the euro, with plenty more downside. And we've had a great trade in the euro yen as well, down at these lower levels, looking to take profit at these lower levels. So we're in sort of profit taking zone as far as the euro dollar is concerned, sorry, the euro yen. We've been talking a little bit about the potential for the yen trade to kind of carry us to significant profits. So this morning now, or overnight, should I say, we've had a structural failure trade to the downside now for the dollar yen. We have been in the euro yen now since yesterday morning, so we've got a good trade there, and further pullback opportunity in the pound yen. We're also in the euro dollar and pound dollar, and they're only just beginning to make progress. Yesterday we had a good move in the euro in the end. We're seeing a bit of continuation today, and we're just gonna sort of manage these trades, and hopefully we'll make moves down to kind of our support levels. But we've got a risk-off market condition, which you can see, and it's going to be a case of just timing those opportunities. We're just above support as far as the Dow Jones is concerned. So we're just about to make further progress to the downside. We booked in profit yesterday. We've seen further momentum lower. No major surprise with a strengthening dollar. So we're seeing the weakness in the yen and the Nikkei. And finally, you know, hopefully we've been making progress to the downside. Yesterday, a bit of indecisive for the DAX. Now today, now we've kind of opened and look like it's selling off. It's just quite a messy condition, really. The dollar is strengthening across the board, the euro dollar, pound dollar. It's weakening against the yen, so it just shows the strength is really in the yen. We know that BOJ would be eager to see weakness in the yen, and they're finally getting their way. This is the breakout trade in the dollar CAD. So we've got some dollar trades to look at. Further momentum lower. Really good trade in the Aussie dollar. So we are half in this trade. We didn't fill our boots like we would like to, but we're certainly seeing some really profitable trades coming through, which is great. Commodities. A strong sell-off, bit of concern with crude oil in terms of further downside. And ironically, we've got a bit of a strong dollar, but we're seeing prices of gold rally. So this is more of a concern on a global basis, and it seems to be looking constructive, let's say, to the upside. But it is going against the dollar. With a strengthening dollar, you'd expect to see further downside. So we have the strengthening dollar, but we're not really seeing the gold prices acting accordingly. So as always, it's just a case about cherry picking the better opportunities for us. We've got a risk off market condition, which we're comfortable trading. We're in the euro dollar, the pound dollar, all to the downside. We still like the euro yen to the downside. We're in profit taking zones down at these levels. Probably likely to see a little bit more as far as the euro and the pound. We still have to manage these effectively. When we're in decent winning positions, we kind of want to make sure we had a bit of an indecisive start to the week, perhaps a bit of sideways moving price action, but now we're beginning to make progress. So let's see if we get some continuation today. Hopefully we will. Let's see what we can add. So as far as our trade plan's concerned, then we do have to be mindful of these manufacturing and services numbers. They're probably likely to come relatively close in line with expectations. And we'll see if things are a little bit weaker than we expect from a manufacturing and services perspective, or whether indeed, you know, there's a bit of positivity beginning to creep through and things aren't as bad as the expectation, especially on the manufacturing side. So let's amend then today's trade plan. So we now have a further continuation, further risk off market conditions. So we may see a little bit more of that rotation trade coming through. So strong risk-off market conditions to continue due to AI stock disappointing investors, specifically Tesla and Google. So further industry weakness, potentially further rotation can remain intact. Strength in the US dollar. There's some better opportunities more so than others. So we'll break those down and see where the best opportunities may be. We're already in the euro dollar and the pound dollar. So we'll see if that will follow the Aussie and the New Zealand. And further yen strength as well. No reason why not. So we've been pretty consistent in this, in these market dynamics now for six, this is probably the sixth trading day. And everything seems to be moving in line with our expectations, which of course is the name of the game. And as long as that happens, we're able to make significant profits as a result. Yeah, I appreciate that. You're a carpenter. Everything material wise is so expensive, and the rate of increase is phenomenal, isn't it? The rate at which prices are, and in fact, we've had some work done recently, and the prices are continuing to go up for plastering and things like that. So, the inflation story, you know, doesn't really play out in real life, but it seems to be central banks and politicians seem to be quite happy that inflation number is coming down. I suppose you can't do anything on a price gouging perspective, which is, according to some analysts, responsible for 33% of the price hikes that we experience. And you know, every time we go out, we're kind of shocked again by the cost. It's just going up and up and up. So it's hard to reconcile the 2-3% inflation number that we hear about when we you know what we're spending. I mean, to be fair, it does appear to, you know, we do see some disinflation in certain areas. And excessive inflation in other areas. So yeah, you wonder how all that's likely to play out. I'm sure there is further trouble ahead in that respect. Okay, so listen, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. We're going to be looking for opportunities in these areas again. Last night's corporate earnings from AI tech stocks in the US, Alphabet and Google, Tesla, and just really disappointing investors, and as a result that micro development is really impacting the macro. So we do have further drivers in play. Okay, so on that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We're still in this risk off trade, so we're going to focus again today on that rotation away from AI. Are we seeing a bit of a bounce across the small and medium cap? We'll have a look at that narrative in detail. Or do we have more of a traditional recessionary fear type dynamic beginning to creep in with US indices lower, dollar higher, bond yields? We've seen a narrowing of bond yields. We'll discuss it now in a little bit more detail when we switch rooms, guys. And we have seen a bit of weakness in oil prices, a bit of strength, ironically, in gold. So we can have quite a strong focus on the markets that we're currently looking at. We'll see how we get on there. Any questions, feel free to post them into the chat box, guys. If not, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. We're going to switch rooms now to our live trading mentorship room. If you can join us for that, fantastic. We'll see you then. If you're interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on the website. It just starts from $59 a month. For more information, just go to livetrading.com and do feel free to join us if you can. Great stuff. On that note, listen, we'll switch rooms, guys. We'll be in our mentorship room very, very shortly. Let me take that back, and we'll see you next time. My pleasure as always. Take care. Bye for now.